The U.S. Drought Monitor report released today shows that Illinois' percentage of land in extreme or exceptional drought ballooned from 8% last week to roughly 71% this week. In Indiana, 58% of the state is characterized as being in extreme drought, with 19% experiencing exceptional drought. The report also says that more than 63% of the continental United States is in some stage of drought unseen since the monitor began in 1999. This week, Illinois will apply for an exemption from the most controversial aspect of No Child Left Behind. As Amanda Vinicky reports, that's because there has been a delay in the state's attempt to get out of the federal law in its entirety.
Under the No Child Left Behind law, schools have to meet benchmarks that climb annually. To make the grade, more than 90% of students this school year will have to do well enough on standardized English and math tests that they're judged proficient in those subjects. Illinois Board of Education spokeswoman Mary Fergus says the state will ask the feds if it can freeze those learning standards to last year's levels, 85%.
It allows them to just focus on, you know, the quality of instruction for students and improve academic achievement, but removes that pressure of meeting the escalating targets.
That pressure is why Illinois in February applied to be freed completely from No Child Left Behind. The feds have granted waivers to 33 states, but Illinois' application is delayed because of a dispute over the timing of a new teacher evaluation program. The federal government wants it running by the 2014 school year, but Illinois law has it rolling out slowly until 2016. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Activists across Illinois want business leaders to support an increase in the minimum wage. Jordan Humphrey gathered with other protesters outside of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce building in Springfield. They argue the federal minimum wage should be raised to $10 an hour. Humphrey is a 22-year-old college student at the University of Illinois Springfield. He's working towards a degree in political science. He also works in sales for an independent wireless retailer and makes minimum wage plus commission. He says it's barely enough to make ends meet.
I make about $500 to $600 every 2 weeks, depending on what my commission is on phone sales. And honestly, there are some weeks where I have $5 in my pockets, 3 days to go to my next paycheck, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to eat or not.
Illinois' minimum wage is $8.25. That's a dollar higher than the federal minimum. Small business owners say they cannot afford to pay their employees more, especially with the economy struggling. The union that represents 250 paralegals and clerical workers at the Illinois Attorney General's office is authorizing a strike. The union wants a one-time stipend instead of a salary increase, but a spokeswoman for Attorney General Lisa Madigan says the strike threat is outrageous and unrealistic, given the state's tight budget. Negotiations are scheduled to continue tomorrow. Illinois health and education officials say parents should update their children's immunizations before the start of the school year. New Illinois Department of Public Health rules require students entering 6th and 9th grades to show proof of receiving the Tdap vaccine. That's a booster shot against tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough. Eye exams also are required for students enrolling into kindergarten and for students enrolling for the first time in Illinois schools. Dental exams are required of students enrolling in kindergarten and in 2nd and 6th grades. A philanthropist has come forward with a $1 million donation after lawmakers did away with the bulk of state support for drug prevention. Highland Park resident Larry Goodman, who owns a commercial real estate firm, is giving a 3-year grant to a statewide program that steers teens away from drugs. Goodman says he was compelled to make the donation because his 22-year-old granddaughter died in 2002 from a heroin overdose.
You see, if we spend money on prevention, we have to spend a lot less money on treatment. There's no comparison. You save billions of dollars by preventing. It's a no-brainer.
Many communities in Illinois say heroin use is on the rise, especially among teens and among all income levels. Goodman says a few years ago he would not have imagined the state would withdraw support from drug prevention. He says those lawmakers' cuts are unconscionable. Illinois' funding of substance abuse prevention has dropped 87% since 2007. Goodman says he's going to push to get Governor Pat Quinn to be more involved with prevention efforts. Goodman's donation will fund the Springfield-based Teen Institute, which does outreach statewide, and the head of that program, Sarah Potter, says it will initially focus on regions where it sees a growing need. That includes a pocket just north of Champaign-Urbana, as well as an area south of I-64 and the northern tip of the state around Rockford. Some Indiana House Democrats unhappy with their longtime leaders' decisions are meeting to consider whether they need new leadership to carry them through the November elections. A group of dissident Democrats plan to meet this afternoon to decide whether House Minority Leader Patrick Bauer should be replaced. Bauer said Wednesday he will not step aside. He calls the move illegal. Democrats have cited their poor showing in the 2010 elections as the reason for Bauer's potential ouster. A school turnaround company chosen by Indiana education officials to oversee a troubled Gary school is suing the Gary Community School Corporation, seeking to force it to turn over student records. Knoxville, Tennessee-based Edison Learning Incorporated was appointed last summer by the Indiana Department of Education to operate Gary's Roosevelt College and Career Academy. The Gary High School is one of seven schools around the state of Indiana approved for private takeovers in hopes of boosting students' poor academic performance. Gary, Indiana Schools attorney Robert Lewis says his firm is reviewing the lawsuit and will respond accordingly. A California man has pleaded guilty to seeking to export missile parts from an Illinois company to Iran via the United Arab Emirates. Andrew Telemy of Sun Valley, California, changed his plea today in Chicago federal court. Prosecutors say an accomplice contacted the 42-year-old in 2009 and asked for his help buying and exporting 10 connector adapters, which are used in an Iranian missile system. Telemy allegedly negotiated the purchase for $9,500 from the Illinois company, but that was part of a sting operation. The naturalized U.S. citizen from Iran will be sentenced October 30th. He faces up to 20 years in prison for one count of attempting to export defense articles without a license or approval. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals will go for a series sweep when they wrap up, or rather series win, when they wrap up their four-game set against the Dodgers this afternoon. First pitch is at 12:45. Cubs are off today, but they'll be back in action at Wrigley tomorrow. They'll open a weekend series against the same Cardinals. And the White Sox are also off today before heading to Texas for a three-game series against the Rangers this weekend. And six former Illini student-athletes will be taking part in the 2012 Summer Olympics. 2008 gold medalist Darren Williams will be on the court again for the U.S. basketball team. Robert Archibald will play basketball for Great Britain. Three Illini track and field stars also are competing. Andrew Riley represents Jamaica. Nikita Holder hurdles for Canada. And Gia Lewis Smallwood will throw discus for the U.S. Additionally, former Illini soccer star Emily Zurer will be on Canada's team. You can find more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.